Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday to wherever the hell you at in your city. It's 4:43 p.m. on the West Coast. Now let's get down to the nitty motherfucking gritty on my list of shit I want to talk about. Now, some comedian on Instagram, Tyrese Gibson, had posted, if you had to give up one or the other, which one would it be, beef or pork? And I'm like, wait a minute now. I said, who the hell still eats pork? Just eat beef. You know, if you do eat beef and pork, just eat beef. You know, people are quick to say they're vegan, but nobody never, ever, ever says the Lord fed people fish and bread. But they quick to tell you to stop eating meat or I'm a vegan. But nobody never, ever, ever brings up the Lord feeding people fish and bread. Fed thousands fish and bread. Nobody brings up that. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, vegan is from man, not God. Let me tell y'all also what I said in the comment on Instagram. Not on Instagram, but on my page. Show me in the Bible where it says eating meat is a sin. You know, because people today will say, oh, eating animals, you're killing animals, you're a murderer, you should eat animals. You know, if so, they wouldn't, you know what, they don't know the word of God, because it speaks about an offerings of a bullocks, of a sheep and goat to our sweet Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're doing offerings and sacrifices, there's going to be a dinner. And it speaks about sheep and goats being offerings to the Lord. See, but people disregard anything the word of God says. They just follow man too much. Anything the world says, just hop on the board. Nobody quotes the Bible. Nobody quotes the scripture. Only when it's convenient for them. Other than that, you don't hear nobody mention the word of God. When it comes to being vegan, you know, I don't think they even know the word of God. You know, because if they did, they would not be a vegan. Vegan is not of God. So just ignore it. I'm going to eat my beef. I'm going to eat my fish. The thing was, is to stay away from pork. Do not eat swine. That's what it always was. Do not eat meat. It's a sin. It ain't a sin to eat meat. Some people might say that. Yes, that's them and their terminology. But ain't nowhere in the Bible does it says eating meat is a sin. You going to hell for eating meat. I can think of a lot of things people do that's a sin. Motherfuckers fornicating, having kids out of wedlock, before marriage, a lot of different things, you know. But ain't nobody ready for that. Oh no, ain't nobody ready for that. You know, people quick to tell you they vegan, don't eat meat. But nobody never brings up the Lord feeding people fish and bread, you know. They're too worldly. They follow man too much. That's what's wrong with y'all motherfuckers out there. Y'all follow man too much. Y'all disregard anything God says, and that's real, you know. The Bible also says, let God be true and every man a liar, you know. Every man is a liar, and that's real. Now let me go down my list. Now, DistroKid, y'all know about DistroKid, y'all. I try to check out that shit when I had them remove my music from Spotify, because them motherfuckers was always flagging my music and shit, you know. They was flagging my music, removing my albums and shit. So after I had to remove my music from Spotify, I hopped on DistroKid a couple of days ago, signed up for that shit. You know, you can't beat spending $20-something on a first time. And I think it's going to be like, is it a monthly thing? $20-something or something? Oh, no, a year. And then you spend like, yeah, It's a year you spend $20-something for DistroKid, and then monthly, I guess you're spending some change or some shit. But you know what? I thought it was going to be cheaper than a motherfucker until I was going down, filling out this damn form, and they had like a million motherfucking questions. And they had add-ons. And for this add-on, it's going to be $9. And for that on add-on, it's going to be $8. I didn't like that shit. They had way too many motherfucking questions on their fucking form. I'm like, damn, all this to sign up and pay $20 a fucking year and a dollar and some change monthly through DistroKid? I'm like, damn, I didn't feel like going through all that shit. I mean, they worse than a TuneCore. I'm like, damn, they had a million motherfucking questions. That shit was crazy, y'all. So I'm like, I'm cool. So I've been getting emails saying, you leaving money on the table. It must be some, I don't know, they automatic email thing from DistroKid, some robot shit. Talk about, oh, we got your offer for 40%. It's been extended, all this shit. No, I'm good. They got too many motherfucking questions on their fucking form. I'm not fucking with DistroKid. Maybe if I got the guts, the time to go ahead and waste it, fill out all these motherfucking questions and add-ons, because it's a ripoff. Because it's supposed to be, you for one artist, you paying $20 a year, right? But then they got the $99 a month. That's where they get you at. Because when you complete their motherfucking setup, their form, they charge you more money for an add-on. You probably can leave that shit blank, but if you want this, you gotta pay this. If you want this, you gotta pay that. If you want this, you gotta pay that. That's some fucking rip-off bullshit. And that's real, you know? It ain't nothing like TuneCore. Them motherfuckers, the only thing they charge you for is your album release, and that's it. And for the stores, and for YouTube, and that's it. These motherfuckers wanna make... Do multiple small little add-ons. And that all that money, that shit adds up. So I ain't rocking with DistroKid. Now I'm cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now I did put my music back on SoundCloud and signed up with them motherfuckers. You feel me? And it's smooth selling. Everything is good. Yo, it's all private. And I'm not going to promote my music on SoundCloud, not until I'm ready to put that shit public, you know. That's how I'm getting down with that shit, you know. I'm gonna wait, then I'll promote that shit later on, and it'll be public. Right now it's private, you know. When I'm ready to start billing my motherfucking SoundCloud up and get followers and listeners, all that shit, I'll do that then, you know. Until then, it's gonna stay private. I'm just gonna keep promoting my music on Tidal and every other motherfucking platform. You feel me? So that's why I'm getting down, because you know, Tidal pay the most money, more money than Spotify. Now let me go down my motherfucking list. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Melly and Gil Alexander, a couple. Now she just posted Melly Monaco, whatever, on her Instagram, her and Gil Alexander all together. You know, that shit is crazy. You know what I was just thinking? Now, people in the comments, everybody got their opinion. And somebody said something about, he's never going to marry you, da-da-da-da-da, all this shit. I try to leave a comment saying, you know, Melly, I like you. But after you, she looked up with Gil Alexander. And he said he hit after he was talking about it. It made me feel very differently about Mel Monaco. I'm like, ugh, she just nasty and she has no class. You know, that's my opinion. She nasty to the motherfucker and she has no class. And Gil Alexander had just cheated on his fiance, girlfriend, wife, whoever. So I'm thinking to myself, I wonder, was Melly Monica, was she the girl that Gil Alexander cheated on his fiance, baby, girlfriend with? She was the side piece. That's what I'm thinking. Melly Monica was probably the motherfucking side piece, because I just had read that Gil Alexander had cheated on his girlfriend. So he cheated on his girlfriend with Melly. It had to been. You know, I be watching her videos and shit, and it was a little, It was on her stories. Gil Alexander up there talking about, yeah, ask questions, come join the show. Ha. She, you know, she's talking about, come join the show, hit us up, whatever. He's talking about, yeah, ask me, did I hit? I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, that motherfucker got the right fucking name. No chill. Just a nasty motherfucker. Just a nasty kissing telling motherfucker. I mean, like, damn. We don't need to know all that. Now, she a grown woman. That's her business. But I mean, you rocking with a nigga who kissing and telling? I mean, damn. And she was just standing there all quiet, looking stupid in the motherfucker. Not saying nothing. I mean, like, damn. It really made me thought. Really look at Melly Monica different. She seemed nasty and easy like Sunday morning. Nasty, easy like Sunday morning, and not classy at all. For real. Maybe if nobody knew Shay, but I be getting these motherfuckers' names mixed up in the NBA. Is it Shay, Gil, and but well, I'm just saying, Gil Alexander. If I didn't know, I probably would have respected the relationship more. I mean, damn. What's up with you rocking with motherfuckers who be kissing and telling? She go, I'm like, damn. It's just, man, you that desperate? I mean, I'm like, wow. Well, that's their business. I wish him the best. But he got the right motherfucking name. No, Chill Gil. Nigga, this then hit it, then got some pussy. This motherfucker wanna tell you that he hit. For what? I mean, fucking, like you never had pussy before, motherfucker? He's a virgin. Hey, I hit. You that excited? You gotta go tell the whole free world? You gotta go kiss and tell? I thought women don't fuck with kiss and tell niggas. And no, Gil Alexander of the NBA is a kiss and tell motherfucker. And that's a real fucking shit. Do I approve of a relationship? Nah. You know what? All I gotta say about Melly Monica on Instagram. I left a comment when she posted up pictures of her and Shade. Not Shade, but Gil. I'm gonna just say Gil Alexander. No chill Gil. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I said, don't say nothing. We don't want to hear nothing. When he start cheating on you, we don't want to hear nothing. Because once shit hit the motherfucking rocks, females always want to talk about, he cheated on me, he did this, he did that. Huh, like he was going to be faithful to your ass after you was a motherfucking side piece and he cheated on you. What? His wife, he had a girl already. He had a girlfriend, fiance, and he cheated on her with you. Like he was going to be faithful to your ass. Come on now, come the fuck on. This relationship better motherfucking work. Because I'm going to remember these. I'm going to remember this shit. This shit is crazy, y'all. You know, how the fuck, ladies? You can't be a motherfucking side piece. Fuck with a man who had a woman already. And expect him to be faithful to your ass when he cheated on you. I mean, he cheated on her with you. Come on now. That's stupid and lame as fuck. How the fuck you expect a motherfucker who has you as a side piece to have a woman already? He's got a woman, right? And he's cheating on her with you. What type of shit is that? That's crazy, y'all. That's some crazy ass shit. So I guess Melly Monica was a motherfucking side piece to Gil Alexander. He must have cheated on his fiance, girlfriend, whatever. With Melly. You know, that's some real shit, y'all. Shit is crazy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever noticed this shit? Women, soon as they get in a motherfucking relationship with they do whatever, be together for a couple of years, whatever, they posting pictures every fucking where. All over Instagram. Yeah, I'm with my boo this, my boo that. Yeah, I'm with my boo. Yeah, my man. It's too late. Yeah, I got a man now. You notice that shit? They post pictures like a motherfucker, right? But soon as they break up, they ain't got one picture of them and that motherfucker together no more. And as soon, they say they single, right? But soon as men start trying to holler at them, they start ignoring them. They start ignoring every motherfucker that be DMing them, mentioning them, trying to holler at them. They ain't got shit to say. But soon as they have a man, they got a whole lot of shit to say. No, Or they just keep it straight, sweet. No, I got a man. I got a man. I'm this. I'm that. I got a man. They post pictures of that motherfucker. But as soon as they break up, they ain't got shit to say. That shit is crazy, y'all. Now, there is somebody who was on 60 Days In years ago. Well, anyway, there was this female on there who will remain anonymous, you know. She was on there. He was crushing on her and shit. Well, anyway, she was in the military, all that shit. She was Mexican, whatever. She like Mexican or some shit. Well, anyway, she ended up getting with a man. She got a man and shit. You know, I try to shoot my shot at her, and she, you know, she got a man. Oh, it's too late. You know, tell me she got a man and shit. Okay, which are the best? All that motherfucking shit. You know, I guess they broke up or went their separate ways or some shit, right? At first, she was posting pictures of her and him together, them doing a nasty, I guess, got the OnlyFans, you know, naked pictures of them doing shit, fucking and all that shit, you know, pictures on Instagram of them, him or her all together and shit. Now, she helped post it. I'm single now. I'm definitely single now. I try to holler. I still like her, you know, and shit, you know, and everybody else, you niggas just gonna, you know, try to flirt, see what's up, try to holler at her. You know what? She ain't got nothing to say. She turned off her motherfucking comments when she posted that thing, oh, I'm single now. Ain't that some shit? But when she had the motherfucking, she was with, the comments were worldwide, motherfucking open. She posted pictures everywhere. She with her fucking man. Now all of a sudden, she's single. She ain't got shit to say or shit to post. She ain't trying to talk to no fucking body. But when her ass was in a motherfucking relationship, she was quick to tell you she had a man. Now that she don't got no man, she ain't got shit to say. That shit is crazy, y'all. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is No Chill Gil Alexander was a motherfucking, the motherfucker that's fucking, who was fucking, who hit it, Melly Monaco, she was his motherfucking side piece. The truth is, he probably, more like it, cheated on his woman with Melly. Yes, Melly or Monica, the model chick. Now, y'all know who the hell I'm talking about. And the truth, another truth is, some women are grimy than a motherfucker. They crazy, you know, on social media. They quick to post them and themselves with a nigga in love, but as soon as the motherfuckers break up and they know when the picture, they ain't got shit to say. Truth is, they ain't about that life, you know, that life of, I guess, not having a nigga. I mean, why can't you be happy the same way you were with the nigga without the nigga? Damn. I guess they say when you get out of a relationship, you gotta take time to heal. Like, all that motherfucking shit, you know. The truth is, shit is crazy, you know. And also, another truth is, vegan is from man, not of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say that again. Vegan is from man, not of God. Y'all gotta stop disregarding anything God says. That's what's wrong with the world today. God would do one thing. It says one thing in the Bible. And the world would do something else. The opposite. And then everybody follows the world and disregard God like he's some fairy tale. Like he don't exist. Like his words ain't truth. They ain't real. Man, that's real. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.